Okay, we're starting with the sixth parak of Maseches Gittin. We're starting Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. I haven't gotten that far in my own learning of this sixth parak, but I can tell you what I've gotten so far. It can get a little confusing, so we got to be very clear on the rules at the beginning, and then we'll work our way through. Our goal for this evening, generally our goal is going to be to do one daf at a time, but that may be a little ambitious for our first time, so we'll see how close we get to that. We're probably not going to get a whole daf, but we'll try our best. So says the Mishnah at the very beginning of Maseches, of the sixth parak of Maseches Gittin. Ha'omer eskabel getza li'ishti. If a man tells a shliach, I want you to be mekabel a get for my wife. Now, very important to know the concept of shliach le'kabbalah and shliach le'holacha. What is a shliach le'kabbalah? When you send a shliach to receive the get. Who generally makes a shliach le'kabbalah? The wife, because she's the only one that's able to receive a get. A shliach la'alacha is when you send a shliach to bring the get. Who generally makes a shliach la'alacha? The husband, because he's the only one that can give the get. So he's the one that makes a shliach la'alacha. So let's say a man says to a shliach, I want you to receive this get for my wife. Is a man authorized to make such a shliach? No, he's not. He cannot make a shliach to be mekabel get. Once again, you can put your head down or whatever you want. But we're running here. We're running live here. This is on Wayu Torah. I don't want to use names here. Okay. Ha'omer eskabel getz el ishti. A man says that he wants a shliach to be mekabel get for his wife. Oh, holich getz el ishti. He says, I want you to bring this get to my wife. Is he authorized to do that? Yes, of course he can make a shliach la'olach. A shliach la'olach is just a shliach to bring the get. Absolutely. So, im ratzalach sor yachsor, if before the shliach gets to the woman, the man changes his mind and says, no, I don't want to be divorced, don't give it to her. So, is she already divorced, or is it too late? Or do we say, no, he can go back, it's not too late, they're not yet divorced? In both of these cases, they are not yet divorced. In the case when he made the guy a shliach leholacha, let's take the easier case first. He made the guy a shliach leholacha, that means he said, go bring this get to my wife. When is the divorce going to happen? When the man gives to the shliach, or when the shliach gives to the wife? When the shliach gives to the wife. So if the shliach hasn't given to the wife yet, he could pull it back and say, I don't want it anymore. We're not going to get divorced. In the case where he said, I want you to be mekabel this get for my wife, so really the divorce should have happened the second the shliach received the get. But what's the catch? The husband is not authorized to make a shliach lekabbalah because he's not the one that's able to be mekabel get. So it's simply an unauthorized shlichus, and therefore, of course, he can pull it back before the shlichus gets there. So in both of those cases, in mratz alach or yachzer, if the man wants to back out, he can back out of it. Ha'isha sha'amra. What if the woman says to a shliach, "Hiskabel li giti"? I want you to be mekabel my get, meaning the woman makes a what? A shliach lekabbalah. So im ratz alach or lo yachzer. Then the second the man gives it to that shliach, what's the halacha? They're already divorced, and therefore he can't back out of it. If you're already divorced, you can't say, oh, give me the get back, and now we won't be divorced anymore. It doesn't work that way. Once you're divorced, you're divorced. So if he gave the shliach lekabbalah, the get, that shliach is viewed as the woman herself. It's as if he already gave the get to the woman herself. Yeah, Jenna. So we'll have sugyas about that, about not letting go, putting it on a string and pulling it back. But that's not for now. That's not for this sugya. We're talking about he carries out his shlichus, whatever his shlichus is. Lefichach, says the Mishnah, further in the fourth line, im amrlo habal ef shisha tekabala elo holich v'tein la im ratzalach z'yachso. What if you have the following case? Woman made a shliach lekabala. Shliach lekabala shows up, says to the husband, your wife made me a shliach to receive her get on her behalf. Husband says, I'm okay with you being a shliach, but not being a shliach lekabbalah. I'm going to give you the get, but not as an extension of my wife. What I want you to be instead of a shliach lekabbalah is a shliach lehalacha. I want you to take this get and give it to my wife, and that's when I want to be divorced. I don't want to be divorced the second I hand you the get. I want to be divorced the second you hand the get to my wife. So then the husband has the right to flip the shliach into a shliach la'olacha, and if he decides when the guy is halfway to the wife, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to get divorced, it's not too late, because they're not divorced yet. The husband has the right to flip the shliach. Rav Shimon li'alomer, afo meris toligiti imratzalach zolo yachzer. That even if the woman says, take my get from me, that is a language that counts as a shliach le kabbalah. So if the woman says, take my get from me, and the shliach already received the get, even though he has not yet brought it to the wife, they're already divorced. And the husband wants to back out on it, too bad. He can't back out, they're already divorced. Good, that is the Mishnah. Main point number one in the Mishnah is as follows. Write it down in the margin of your Gemara. All the Bikis test questions come from the main points and the concepts. So main point number one. Only the husband can make a shliach le what? Le halacha. Only the wife can make a shliach le kabbalah. But the husband can flip her shliach le kabbalah into a shliach le halacha. The husband can turn her shliach le kabbalah into a shliach le halacha. It's a very big practical difference. When are they divorced? Right? A shliach le kabbalah, you're divorced the second the shliach receives the get. A shliach le halacha, you're only divorced once the shliach delivers it to the woman. So that says a huge difference about when, yeah, and that obviously means if he wants to change his mind in between when the shliach received it and when the shliach delivered it. So if they're already divorced, it's too late. If they're not already divorced, then it's not too late. So it's a major difference. Okay, now we're going to have, the Gemara is going to try to be medayek a few times, going to try to bring several rayas, that holech is kizchi. Holech kizchi, which means that when you tell somebody...
Okay, Mishmar has begun. Mishmar runs until 7:15. Marav will be at 7:15. Rabbeim should please email anyone who is not at Mishmar. Please email me, anyone who is not at Mishmar. Mishmar till 7:15.
Well, Samsa guys don't have to be here?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Alright, we'll take care of that later. We'll do the bookkeeping later. Janikowski, where's your brother? Mark him cutting. Alright. What? I should. Okay. So the Gemara is going to try to bring several rayas. One second. The Gemara is going to try to bring several rayas whether holech is kizchi. Meaning, when I tell you holech, that I want you to bring this, does that mean I want you to acquire it for somebody, or just that I want you to bring it and deliver it, be a delivery man? Meaning, if a woman says, I want you to be molich my get, does that mean she wants you to be a shliach lekabbalah, or does that mean she wants you to be a shliach lehalacha? So the Gemara is going to bring several rayas, I think three rayas in total, whether holich is kizchi. So, yeah, but before we get started, Spurn. Very good. The Gemara is going to attack that point. Excellent. You're showing good understanding. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Avi le Rav Ashi. Taima de lo shavisei ihi shliach le kabbalah. Sounds like the whole reason, in the case where a guy says, holich gedzel ishti, right? Let's take the first line of the Mishnah, where the man says either iskabel or holich. But let's assume we're talking about the case where the guy says, holich gedzel ishti, where the Mishnah said, if you make a shliach to be molich the get to your wife, and then you change your mind, can you change your mind? Can you pull him back? Yes. Right? So taima, the whole reason is, delo shavisei ihi shliach lekabbalah. Because the woman never made that guy a shliach lekabbalah. The husband is the first person to appoint this shliach, and he made him a shliach lehalacha. But hashavisei ihi shliach lekabbalah, rotzalach solo yachzer. What if you have the following case? Woman says to Reuven, I want you, Reuven, to be my shliach lekabbalah. Reuven shows up to the husband, says, I'm a shliach lekabbalah. And the husband says, Holech get zel ishti. What do we assume then? Is he flipping him, or do we assume holech is, do what she said, be a shliach lekabbalah? So it sounds from our Mishnah, the only reason that they're not yet divorced in the case of holech is because the woman never made the guy a shliach lekabbalah. But had the woman made the guy a shliach lekabbalah, and then the husband says holech, what does it sound like the halacha would be? That they'd already be divorced the second the shliach receives it, meaning the shliach is a shliach le kabbalah. So that shema mina holech kizchi dami. So you see that sometimes the word holech doesn't mean shliach le halacha. Sometimes it means what? Shliach leKabbalah, that I want you to acquire this for me. So isn't that a raya that holich is kizchi, that sometimes the word holich can mean I want you to be mekabel? Says Gemara, lo, it's not a raya at all. Liola mei melach, we're three lines before the lines get wide. Liola mei melach, really I'll tell you, holich lav kizchi dami. What does that mean? Holich lav kizchi dami. Holich lav kizchi dami. When you say holich, it does not mean I want you to be mekabel, I want you to acquire it. It means, like we would normally think it means, that I want you to do what? To take it, to carry it, to be a shliach la'olacha. Circle the important concept, holich kizuchi dami, and holich lav kizuchi dami. That is an important concept here. Holich kizuchi dami, again, means that when you say, I want you to be molich, the get to my wife, it could sometimes mean, not always, but could sometimes mean, not that you're just a delivery man, but that you are receiving the get for my wife. That you are a shliach le kabbalah. Holich lav kizuchi is the opinion that says that if I tell you holich, you are not a shliach le kabbalah. You are purely a shliach le olacha. So says Gemara liolamei melach rile, I'll tell you holich lav kizuchi dami. Holich is not like saying that you're a shliach le kabbalah. V'yiskabel get li'ishti itzrichalei. You know what the chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah is? The chiddush of the first line is if the woman never said a word to the shliach. The first person that this shliach met is the husband. And the husband said, hiskabel get li'ishti. So what did the husband make the guy? A shliach le'kabbalah. Desal kadaita chamina. I might have thought, well, wait a second. Can the husband make a shliach le'kabbalah? No. So what should the halacha be? Think about this for a second. Shliach never met the woman before. Husband finds a man, finds this shliach, and says, here, I want you to be my shliach l'kabbalah. His skabel gets el the ishti. And the guy says, sure, no problem. He takes the get and goes, delivers it to the woman. Are they divorced? They shouldn't be, right? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says they're not divorced when the shliach receives it, but once he delivers it, sounds like then they're going to be divorced. Why are they divorced when he delivers it? The husband had no authority to make this guy a shliach l'kabbalah. He's not allowed to. It's not a good shlichus. So says the Gemara, that's the chiddush. Desal kadaita chamina, I might have thought, ho'alu ba'alav bar shav yishliach l'kabbalahu. The husband is not able to make him a shliach l'kabbalah. Why is the husband not able to make the guy a shliach l'kabbalah? It's a very simple rule of shlichus. It's the first rule of shlichus. Kol milsa di'iu lo matzi avid, shliach lo matzi mashvi. Anything that you can't do yourself, you can't appoint a shliach to do. If you are not halachically entitled to do something, then your shliach can't do it on your behalf. The husband cannot be mekabel get, so he cannot make a shliach le kabbalah. So I might have thought rightfully, I might have logically thought, the husband can't make this guy a shliach. And therefore, even when the shliach delivers it to the woman, still they should not be what? They should not be divorced. Kamash malah, and therefore comes tells me a great chiddush. That when the husband finds a man and says, I want you to go be mekabel this get for my wife, what he must really mean, because he's got to realize that he can't make shliach l'kabbalah, what he must really mean is that I want you to be a shliach l'halacha. That must be what he means. We translate his words against what he actually says. He says, I want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. He must really mean, I want you to be a shliach l'halacha. So that's why we can't prove anything from the first case of the Mishnah. You cannot prove holich kizuchi dami, because the chiddush of the first line in the Mishnah is not the case of holich gets el ishti, it's the case of hiskabel gets el ishti. So if I were to ask you, multiple choice question, what is the chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah of ha'omer, or I'll just give you the line, ha'omer hiskabel gets el ishti, or holich gets el ishti, or matzalach so yachzar. What's the chiddush of that line? A, that holich is kizchi, B, that holich is lav kizchi, C, that even though the husband made a shliach l'kabbalah, it doesn't count at all for anything, or D, even though the husband made a shliach l'kabbalah, it counts as a shliach l'halacha. The answer is D, correct. That even though the husband said a skabel, that counts as a shliach l'halacha, not a shliach l'kabbalah. That's the whole chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah. So we're going to have to take another shot at it, another attempt at a proof of whether holich is kizchi or holich is lav kizchi. Tanan, second wide line. Ha'isha sha'amra. A woman says, are you have a Gemara?
No.
Or look, I don't know, somebody, something, I don't know. Words are important. Ha'isha sha'amra. A woman says, hiskabeli giti. Says, I want you to receive my get for me. Imratza lachzar, lo yachzar. If he wants to back out on the get, he can't. Meaning, as soon as he gives it to that shliach, it's too late. Why? Why as soon as he gives it to that shliach, is it too late? Are they divorced already? Because that shliach was made by who? The woman. As a shliach le? Kabbalah. So that's it. That shliach counts as the woman herself. So as soon as the husband gives that get to that shliach, they're divorced. It's too late. My love, loshna a kabbalah, loshna a holacha. But isn't that talking about a case that it doesn't matter what the husband said? That even if the husband said, holich getzel ishti, once this shliach was made by the wife to be a shliach l'kabbalah, if the husband says, holich getzel ishti, they're divorced? So don't you see that the word holich might mean what? What do you see? That if the husband says, holich getzel ishti, and they're divorced already the second he gives it to that shliach, what does that tell you? That holich might mean? Kizachi, right, kizachi dami, that it says if it's, he's a shliach l'kabbalah. So says Gemara, lo, a kabbalah. No, that halacha is only talking about a case where the husband said iskabel also. The husband didn't say holich, the husband said iskabel. So raya number two, that holich is kizachi dami, rejected. Raya number three, I always like to number the rayas, so that way even if you don't really understand every little detail of the Gemara, at least you have the basic structure. So where would you have a number one, raya number one, where would you have an aleph? The very first words of the Gemara. Amalei Ravach, Amrei Ravavi, Ravashi. Right? Time of the... That's the first Raya. Raya number two begins where? Tanan, on the second wide line. Correct. Raya number three begins here. Tashema. On the third wide line. Tashema. Tashema. Third Raya. Leficha, Chimamalo, Abal. And all these Rayas are from where? Where are we quoting from? They're all straight from our Mishnah. So Tashema, third Raya from a Mishnah. Leficha, Chimamalo, Abal, Iyev, Shishat, Kabbala, Ela, Holech, Betein, La. If the husband says to the woman, shliach l'kabbalah, listen, you're a nice guy, but I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. EFG, I don't want it. I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. You know what I want you to do? I want you to be a shliach l'halacha imratz l'achzor yachzor. So then if the husband wants to back out after he gives it to this shliach l'halacha, he still can, because they're not divorced. When are they going to be divorced? When the shliach gives it to the wife, right? Because the husband has done what? This was the case where we highlighted in the main point, that the husband has flipped the shliach. He's flipped him from a shliach l'kabbalah into a shliach l'halacha. So time to amar efshi. But wait a second. Sounds like the reason the husband has successfully flipped the shliach is because he specifically made a point to say that I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Let's say he didn't say that. Let's say it was like this. The woman says to the guy, I want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. The man comes, says to the husband, I'm supposed to be the shliach l'kabbalah. The husband says, holich getzel l'ishti. He never says, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. He just says, holich getzel l'ishti. Sounds like from our Mishnah, that if he just says that, the guy will stay a shliach l'kabbalah. It's only because he specifically makes a point of saying, no, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah, that he's able to flip him. But if he just says holich getzel ishti, the guy will remain a shliach l'kabbalah. And what does that tell you about the word holich that the husband used? That it's kizachi dami, that holich means be a shliach l'kabbalah. Holich doesn't have to mean be a shliach l'olacha. So says the Gemara again, tashma l'fich, l'mamar l'abal yefshish t'kabbalah l'holich v'tein la. If the husband says, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah, rather I want you to be a shliach l'olacha, imratza lachzor yachzor. If he wants to back out on that while the shliach is in transit, he can do that. Taima da amar yefshi, but don't you see the whole point is that the husband said, I don't want it. Halo amar yefshi, but if the husband had not said yefshi, if the husband had not specifically said he doesn't want it, imratza lachzor lo yachzor, then he would not be allowed to back out. Shema mina holich kizachi dami. So you see that holich is kizachi dami. That holich is like, that the word holich can mean that I'm making you a shliach l'kabbalah. Big fat question mark or exclamation point, right? That's raya number three. Answers the Gemara, Dilma behelach. No, maybe that's talking about a case where the husband says helach. Helach, for sure, would be kizachi dami. That doesn't prove anything about holich. Holech and Helech are different words, apparently. Period. Big fat period. Main point. Even if you didn't understand the exact details of the rayas, you should be able to formulate a main point. How do you formulate a main point? The Gemara brought how many rayas? Even if you didn't understand, who thinks they didn't understand a single word of anything we just read? Don't be embarrassed. Good. How many rayas did we just bring? Three. You see? That much you know. Even if you didn't understand, right? Three rayas. We brought three rayas. What were we trying to prove with each of those three rayas? What were we trying to prove? Good. That the word holech might mean not just a shliach lalacha, it might mean shliach lekabbalah sometimes. The word holech is kizchi. Holech might mean shliach lekabbalah. We tried to prove it three times. Were any of those proofs successful? Oh, you weren't here for all of them. Were any of them successful? No, none of them were successful. So again, main point number two, Gemara tries to prove that holech kizchi from three different lines of our Mishnah, but all three proofs fail. Three different lines of our Mishnah tries to prove holech kizchi. Now, we ended up proving in the process that hiskabel might mean hiskabel the holech. We ended up proving that helach might mean kizchi, but we didn't get to prove what we wanted to prove. Yeah. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe she doesn't have any confidence in anything until she has it in her hand. I don't know. Okay. If you didn't understand anything until now, it's a brand new thing now. Brand new inyan. Make a big fat period on the sixth wide line. We're up to the word pshita. Brand new inyan. And this one is a little bit easier than the last one. Okay? What we're going to try to do is we're going to have four different attempts to prove that a man can be a shliach lekabbalah, can be a shliach lekabbalah, not make a shliach lekabbalah, can be a shliach lekabbalah, and that a woman can be a shliach laholacha. What does that mean? What do I mean when I say a woman can be a shliach laholacha? Right. That, well, not her own get, but a woman can bring a get. A woman can be, we'll get to whether she can bring her own, but if a man wants to deliver a get to his wife, he doesn't have to get a male mailman. No pun or double language intended. Right? He can have a female man deliver the get. It's okay. And if the woman wants to make a shliach lekabbalah, she doesn't need a female male man, female squared man. She can get a boy male man to receive her get for her. Why would you think otherwise? Well, you might think, well, if you're going to play the woman's part and receive the get, because that's the woman's part in the get, you got to be a woman. And if you're going to play the man's part and give the get, you got to be a man. That's what you might have thought. We're going to have four attempts to prove that you don't need to be a woman just to receive a get. You don't need to be a man to deliver a get. Good? So that's the topic over here. Pshita, says the Gemara, it is obvious that ish havi shliach lahalacha, that a man can deliver a get. Why is that obvious? Why is that obvious that a man can deliver a get? Because a man is the one who gives a get. So a man can be a shliach to give a get also. Shekein bal molech get le'ishto. Because a husband is the one that gives a get to his wife. And just like the husband is a man and he gives a get, so is shliach, who is a man, can give a get. It's also obvious, v'isha hav yashliach le'kabbalah. It's obvious that a woman can be what? A shliach le'kabbalah. Why is that obvious? Shekein isha mekabel eskita miyad baila. In a typical case of divorce, who receives the get? A woman. So if a woman receives the get, a woman could be the shliach to receive the get. Ish lekabbalah v'ha'isha lehalacha mai. But what about when you have a man made as a shliach to receive a get, or a woman made as a shliach to deliver a get? Then what's the din? Question mark. So let's number our rayas again. Raya number one, aleph, one, however you want to number it. Chinese letters, whatever works for you. Tashma. So let's bring a raya. Ha'omer iskabel getzel l'ishti. Aholech getzel l'ishti. Imrat salach so yachzar. That should sound familiar to you because it is what? It is the first line of our Mishnah. A man says, I want you to be mekabel this get for my wife, or bring this get to my wife. If he wants to back out, he's able to back out as long as his wife hasn't received it yet. Ha'isha sha'amra hiskabel l'igiti. If a woman says, the next line of the Mishnah says, if a woman says, I want you to be mekabel my get for me, imratza lachzar lo yachzar. The husband cannot back out because the woman has made a shliach lekabalah. That's what it said in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, those two cases in our Mishnah, my lav b'chad shliach, aren't both cases talking about where it's the same person who's serving as the shliach? Meaning case number one is, a man makes a shliach to bring a get to his wife. Case number two, a woman makes a shliach to receive her get. Aren't we talking about the same guy is acting as the shliach in both cases? Case number one, it's either a male shliach or a female shliach, but in both cases it's the same. And therefore, shemamina, kasha lekabala, kasha lealacha. So you see from there, the same person who could be a shliach lekabala could also be a shliach lealacha. So obviously it's not gender sensitive, because the same person who could be a man can't also be a woman, right? So says the, you don't have to answer that. So says the Gemara, lo, ishnei shluchin. No, the first two cases are not talking about two different, not talking about the same shliach. They're two different cases, talking about two different shluchim. When the husband makes a shliach lahalacha, it must be talking about where he makes a shliach lahalacha. When the woman makes a shliach lekabala, it must be talking about a case where she makes a woman, the shliach lekabala. Good, so that's it. So that's not a raya at all. Period. First raya fails. Number two, tashma. This should also sound familiar because it's also straight from our Mishnah. If the husband says, and this is going to be a much, much stronger raya, the husband says, what was that case in the Mishnah where the husband takes the woman's shliach lekabala and does what to him? Flips him, says, no, you're not going to be shliach lekabala anymore, now you're going to be shliach lealacha. Well, what is it? Is it a man or is it a woman? So says the Gemara, v'ahacha dechad shliachu. It's obviously the same guy. Ushma mina kasha lekabala, kasha lealacha. And you see, the same guy that's kasha lekabala is kasha lealacha. Same guy or same girl. Androgynous is an interesting question, happens to be, right? What is an androgynous? Is it both? Is it neither? Is it chatzi chatzi? Okay, you have to, whatever, not for now. I once signed a report for my 11th grader that to give a shiur, and I think it was Rabbi Nathan Farber and Rabbi Josh Rosenfeld did a shiur on androgynous at the time because they thought it was funny. But they gave an excellent shiur on the halachos of androgynous. So they did it as a topic as a joke. I said, I got no problem with you doing that as a topic as long as you keep a straight face all the time and give a decent shiur. And they did a great job, happens to be. Okay, anyway, I just found the paper when I was cleaning for Pesach, like 2 years ago. Why didn't I find it when I was cleaning for Pesach every year before 2 years ago? Good kasha, I don't know. So, but what do you see from this Mishnah? The guy, this shliach comes, he's a shliach le, what did the wife make him? A shliach le? Kabbalah. Then the husband says, nah, I'm going to flip you, you're going to be shliach le halacha. Oh, was it a man or was it a woman? So you see from there, obviously, you could be either or. So, shot mina, says Gemara, no, what you're able to prove from that is that ish havi shliach lekabala? Is that a man can be a shliach lekabala? That you're able to prove. This shliach that we're talking about, the husband flips, must be a man. How do I know? Why would a man be allowed to be a shliach lekabala? Shekein av mekabel get lebito ketana. Because sometimes a man does receive a get. You know when a man receives a get? When his daughter, who's underage, who's under bas mitzvah, is married, she can't receive her own get. Who receives her get for her? Her father. So sometimes a man does receive a get. And therefore a man is eligible to be a shliach lekabalah. But isha lahalacha tibayilach. But we're still left with the other side. What's the other side? Can a woman be a shliach lahalacha? Mai. So what's the din? So we still don't have a raya. So Amar Rav Mari Tashma, raya number three. So raya number two wasn't a total failure. It succeeded halfway. In what way did it succeed? It taught us that a man could be a shliach lekabala. But we still need a raya that a woman could be a shliach lealacha. Yeah. Yeah, meaning the thing about the av accepting for his daughter shows you that a man can sometimes play the role of kabbalah. And therefore, if the husband is able to flip a shliach, it must be a man that you're able to flip. I mean, it's more likely that it's a man that you're able to flip than a woman. Because a man can play both roles in a get. He can give and he can receive. A woman can only receive a get. She can't give a get. Well, this was proof number two. We started with the beginning of the Mishnah. The proof from the beginning of the Mishnah failed. Then we went to the next case in the Mishnah where the husband flips the shliach, and we use that as a proof. So now we try proof number three. So again, proof number two was halfway successful. Proof number three: Tashma af hanashim she'ina emanus lomar meis baila ne'emanus lavi as gita. Even a woman who's not believed to say that a woman's husband died is believed to bring the woman's get for her. Who's not believed to say? Are you allowed to believe one aid to say that a woman's husband died?
Yes,
that's one of the cases where one aid is believed. Who's not believed to say a woman's husband died? What, the mother-in-law? Right? Anyone who she would have a contentious relationship with? A tzara, a co-wife? Right? Anyone that we would expect that there would be a contentious relationship with. But even one of those women are believed to bring her get. Wait a second, believed to what? Bring her get means to be a shliach? Lahalacha. But we're talking about what gender over here? Woman. Ah, v'asam alacha hi. Over there it's a shliach la'alacha, and you see that a woman works as a shliach la'alacha. Isn't that a great raya? Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, yeah, it's a good raya, and I'll give you another one. Me'sefa nami shmamina. We could even learn it out from the Seifa also. The Katani Seifa, the Seifa of that same Mishnah that we just quoted in raya number three, which is the first raya that we've had in this entire page that's not from our Mishnah. But we have the Seifa of that Mishnah also says, and this is right number four, Ha'isha atzma mevia es gita. The woman could bring her own get. Where do we have that concept of woman bring her own get? Rashi daf gimel amud aleph. Meseches get. The woman can bring her own get. Ublvachi, how can, what do you mean bring her own get? Once she has the get, isn't she already divorced? No, what's the case? Excellent. The husband gives it to her to be a shliach la'alacha, that you can only be divorced with this when you get to that Beis Din wherever. So Yisha Atzmum Vias Gita. So what do you see? The woman is serving as her own shliach la'alacha. All she's got to do is say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. V'okimna, and we establish that that case is talking about ba'alacha, where the woman is a shliach la'alacha. Shmamina! So it's a good raya that a woman can be shliach la'alacha. One second, let's get a main point out of this. Main point. Four attempts to prove that a man can be a shliach lekabbalah and a woman can be a shliach lehalacha. First attempt proves nothing. Second attempt proves which half? That a man can be lekabbalah. Third and fourth attempt prove that a woman can be a shliach lehalacha. Questions? Yeah.
Yeah, now that we had the third and fourth answer, wouldn't the second answer be retracted? Because the whole second answer was that it would be most logical that a man...
Right, so now it could be either way.
Right.
Meaning, because once a woman could be a shliach lahalacha, then it's obvious that a man could be a shliach lekabbalah.
So in that, we don't really have a proof that a man could be a shliach.
We have better than a proof. Meaning, now that we have a proof from that case that somebody could flip. Now we're saying it doesn't even have to be the man. It could even be a woman. That could flip. Yeah. Yeah.
So what if this person was killed by another person?
It was killed.
Because then would you need two witnesses in order to prosecute the other guy?
In order to prosecute the other guy, you would need two witnesses. But in order to let her get remarried, you only need one witness. A fourth grade Rebbe from Halb just stopped by my house about a half hour ago, and he said that, what? He said that one of the kids in his class asked a question. He taught him the halacha. I don't know why he taught them this halacha, that a single aid is believed to say that a man died.
Oh, because
they're
learning Rosh Hashanah.
They're learning Rosh Hashanah. It comes up Rosh Hashanah? Oh, because they're learning Kiddush or whatever. Okay, so you have a fourth grade brother also?
No. Yeah.
You remember when you were in fourth grade?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Also, I did just...
I remember my Rebbe's name when I was in fourth grade, but that's about it. So, I also remember we learned about Sota in Rabbi Zucker's class in fourth grade. And he taught us that a Sota pops. Sota pop, get it? Sota pop. All right, anyway. So I'm forever indebted to Rabbi Zucker. Okay, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So you said that one of the kids in his fourth grade class asked him, what happens if an aide comes and says that the woman's husband died and the woman gets remarried and then they find that that woman who testified that the husband died is living off in China with that husband, and the husband's still alive. Now what happens? So he's like, wow, that's a pretty intelligent question for a fourth grader, right? That's pretty good. He brought in Rabbi Plotkin and the whole, you know, the whole team to cheer him on and give him free things, sodas and whatever, you know, whatever they do in help, you know, to encourage. So it's like a big deal, right? I was like, no, the kid just watches TV. Someone ran off and had an affair, you know, like the kid watches too much TV. But anyway, it's a good kasha. It's an afna mishnah in Yevamos. The case was a woman gets remarried because one aide came and said that her husband died. Right? And then the husband comes home and says, well, the kid thought of the case, not the husband comes home, but that one aide went and married that husband. That one aide was a woman and went and married that husband. And we found them living somewhere, you know, later on. But for the same purposes, let's say the husband shows up 2 weeks later. Hi, honey, I'm home. Whoa, what's that guy doing here? You were dead. I got remarried. You don't get it? It's a pretty simple case, no? What? Not a very hard case. So it's a clear Mishnah Maseches Yevamos. So the Mishnah Maseches Yevamos says she has to get divorced from both. Any children she has are mamzerim, and you know she loses badly in that case. Okay, that's the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the 10th paragraph of Yevamos. Says the Gemara Vayter, 10 more minutes, let's go. Let's make a push here. Itmar Haveli Giti. Okay, here's the case. The woman tells a shliach, I want you to bring my get for me. Which means, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. I just want you to bring it to me. Meaning, I want you to be a shliach l'halacha. Then the shliach comes to the husband and says, v'ishtecha amra hiskabali giti. Oh, by the way, your wife sent me to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Meaning, the shliach lies. He was sent by the wife to bring the get, to be a delivery man. And he tells the husband, I was sent to receive the get on your wife's behalf. Okay, so now it's all going to depend on what the husband tells him to do, right? So what does the husband say? Halach kamasha amra. Here, bring it to her like she said. Now what does the husband mean by that? Does he mean like she really said? Or like you said she said? So which is it? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravur. Remember that name, Rav Nachman in particular, because we're going to call this Rav Nachman's halacha, even though it's not his own. He says it from Rabba Baravur, Amar Rav. He says it in the name Rabba Baravur, Amar Rav. Rav Nachman says in the name Rabba Baravur, Amar Rav. Afilu higia get li yada eina mugreshes. Not only is this shliach not a shliach l'kabbalah, he's not a shliach l'halacha either. This shliach is a nobody, he's a nothing. And therefore, even after he delivers the get, they're not divorced. Why? Why is he not a shliach l'kabbalah? Because who's the only person in the world who can make him a shliach l'kabbalah? The wife. Did she? No, she made him a shliach l'halacha. Why is he not a shliach l'halacha? Who's the only person that can make him a shliach l'halacha? The man. Did he? Well, we're not sure. He said, do what she said, but we're not sure if he meant what she actually said, in which case he is making him a shliach l'halacha, or what you claim she said, in which case it's just shliach l'kabbalah. But the Rav Nachman telling us that they're not divorced sounds like, when the husband says, do what she said, he means, do what you claim she said, not do what she actually said. Right, that's going to be the main thing that Rav Nachman apparently seems to be teaching us. That when the husband says, do what she said, it means do what you claim she said, not do what she actually said. Shema mina. And the Gemara says, we see from Rav Nachman, adibura didei kasamich, that the husband, when he says, do what she said, is relying on the shliach's account of what she said. Didei means his. Di'i adibura dida kasamich. Because if he was relying on what? On what she actually said, then what would Allah have been? What did she actually say? Be a shliach? La'alacha. So then if the husband said, yeah, do that, the guy would be a shliach? La'alacha. And therefore, as soon as the get got to the woman, they'd be divorced. Dia dibur didaka, so the husband was relying on what the woman said. Michimati gita liyada miyatigaresh. Then the second the get gets into the woman's hands, she'd be divorced. But Rav Nachman says she's not divorced. So you see, Rav Nachman holds that the husband, when he says, do what she said, he means, do what you claim she said. Good? That's the raya. Amar Rav Ashi! Says Rav Ashi, Hachi Hashta. What do the words Hachi Hashta mean? You don't know this? How many of you were in Rabbi Kamenetsky's year in ninth grade? All of you, almost. Hachi Hashta. True story. When I was in 10th grade in Rabbi Kamenetsky's year, first test of the year, he put Hachi Hashta as one of the words on the test. There were something like 28 kids in the class. 27 of them got it wrong. I was the only kid that got it right. Because I wrote Hachi, this, Hashta, now. Or here now, yeah, this now I wrote. And no one else wrote that. Every other kid in the class, without exception, wrote, it's a faulty comparison. He marked them all wrong. And then he thought to himself, wait a second. Why did 27 out of 28 kids write all the same answer and one moron gets it right? And he realized that I was the only kid in the class that was not an MTA in ninth grade. I switched in from South Shore, from Ataris Yaakov. So I didn't have the same ninth grade Rebbe that everybody else had. The ninth grade Rebbe is Rebbe Kerner. So he went to Rebbe Kerner and he said, Rebbe Kerner, Hachi Hashta, did you tell them it means something? He said, yeah, it means a faulty comparison. So what do you mean? It means this now. Rabbi Kerner said, what does this now mean? This now doesn't mean anything. It means a faulty comparison. Every time you see the word Hachi, that's how you literally translate the words. But every time you see the word Hachi Hashta in the Gemara, it always means it's a faulty comparison. So he gave everybody else credit and took away my points. No, I'm just saying, he didn't take away my points. I just wanted to see if you'd be like, evil, how could he do that? Like, he gave us all credit. Because I had no way of knowing that Hachi Hashta means faulty comparison. And they had no way of, I mean, and they were trained to think that it means a faulty comparison. Good? So Hachi Hashta, now for the rest of your life you'll remember that I was the only smart kid in the class. And that Hachi Hashta means? Jenna, what does Hachi Hashta mean? Cute. Hachi Hashta means it's a faulty comparison. So says the Gemara. It is a... Oh, you're being serious? Not so cute. Hachi Hashta means... It is a faulty comparison. That there's a problem over here. You tried to prove, we tried to prove that the husband always relies on the shliach's account of what was said and not what was actually said. Nah, you can't prove that from this case. It's a faulty proof. The comparison between any other case of relying on the shliach's account and this case is faulty. Why? Well, had the case been a little bit different, we could have proven something. Let's say the case would have been as follows. Bishlama. It would be good. E-Itmar, top of Samachim Lamed Aleph now. Bishlama E-Itmar. It would have been good if the case would have been Ibcha, the exact opposite, where Hiskabalikiti, the woman makes a shliach, le Kabbalah. V'ishtecha Amra Havelikiti. Then the shliach says, oh, your wife told me that I should be a shliach? Lahalacha. So he lies. But he lies in the other direction now. Right? The woman said, be Kabbalah. Is she entitled to do that? Yeah. Yes. The guy says, no, I'm a shliach la'olacha. V'hu amar, and then the husband says, hey, l'chamash amar, do what she said. Now, whatever someone would paskin in that case, we would know definitively whether the husband's relying on the woman or the husband's relying on the shliach's account of it. Why? Because if you're going to say that they're divorced as soon as the husband gives the get to the shliach, then you know that the husband's relying on what? The on the wife. Why? Because the wife is the one that made a shliach le. Kabbalah. And if you're going to say that she's not divorced until she receives the get, then you'll know that the husband's relying on the messenger, right? Because he's a shliach le halacha, right? That would be a great proof. Va'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu, Amar Rav. If Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba...
Everyone to the base medrash now for Meir. Everyone to the base medrash for Meir.
We're in the middle of something. We're just getting to the good part. All right, we'll stop there.